Expert carers, innovative educators, confident leaders. Graduates from Point Loma Nazarene University are known for being difference makers in tomorrow's biggest sectors, including business, health sciences, education, and more. PLNU offers flexible, affordable bachelor's, master's, and professional programs that give you the tools you need to achieve your dream career, all while learning on your terms, online or in person. Your hire is calling. Apply today at pointloma.edu.
Swenson Children's Foundation started to encourage hope and support so that children can have faith in their futures. As it says in Psalms 127:3, children are a blessing and a gift from our Lord. We see God's hand in every outreach opportunity we have had over these last 10 years to provide a blessing to children and their families in need, and will continue to serve our communities from coast to coast. If you would like to learn more about our foundation, please visit our website, Swenson Children's Foundation.
Are you looking for a local, top-tier accounting and consulting firm? Look no further than Swenson Advisors. Since 1998, Swenson Advisors has been delivering personalized, customer-focused services with the expertise of a national firm. Our clients, from middle-market public and private companies to high-net-worth individuals, trust us for our responsive, ethical, and innovative approach. Whether you're in technology, real estate, manufacturing, or the nonprofit sector, Swenson Advisors has you covered. Specializing in lease accounting, audit and assurance, tax services, and consulting, Swenson Advisors delivers tailored solutions for your financial success. We're not just another accounting firm. We're your strategic ally, dedicated to innovative solutions and impeccable service. Ranked among the top 25 accounting firms by the San Diego Business Journal and recognized for our integrity and responsiveness. Join the countless clients who trust Swenson Advisors for their accounting needs. Visit us at swensonadvisors.com today or call us at 619-237-3400. Swenson Advisors, expertise you can trust, solutions you can count on.
Urgent announcement, America. It's time to rise up and reclaim our values. Welcome to Biblical Citizenship Alive, brought to you by Save America Now PAC. This is your platform for truth and action. Join Steve and our guests as we confront the critical issues facing our nation today. We stand together for a pro-American, pro-family future rooted in our foundational truths. From defending our liberties to preserving our cultural heritage, we're here to ignite insightful discussions and passionate advocacy. Don't miss a moment of this crucial dialogue as we work to reclaim our cultural integrity and shape a brighter tomorrow. Tune in and be a part of the movement. It's your journey to informed citizenship and action. And now, let's dive in and make a difference together. Here's your host, Steve Austin.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to 2025. This is actually the turn of the quarter century, Kelly, and I was commenting a little bit at church yesterday about the significance of 2025 vis-a-vis turn of the century, and I made the comment that unless you're under age 15, nobody in that congregation is going to be around to see the turn of the century, including you and I, unless something really strange happens in our lifetime. Like maybe
we got to get on some really good medication.
Yeah, that's right. So we're off to a good start. And, some interesting topics before we get to our speaker, who is a friend of mine. He's from North Carolina and somebody I've known for a long time that has a very interesting counseling focus. But one of the things that happened this past weekend is that we have the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, was in effect reelected on the first ballot, though it took a little bit of wiggling around on the first ballot, but he got it done. And he's really quite a phenomenal Christian and constitutional attorney. What I found most interesting, though, Kelly, is before that vote in Congress, he had a ecumenical prayer meeting at a church down the street with Republicans and Democrats praying about the country. And I thought, that's, you know, how I doubt if Nancy has done that. Yeah. And so, you know, we're really blessed. I mentioned at church today in the opening prayer of all the Christians that have stepped into the government. Melanie Burkholder in the city of Carlsbad. I mentioned your husband in Fallbrook and the school board. And then, of course, we've interviewed Jeff Gonzalez and Leticia Castillo, both strong Christians who took the two assembly seats that were the only two that were flipped in California. And they were deep blue seats. They were D15s, I think. Wow. And, you know, God worked in their life, and so we have some very strong, have two new strong Christians there. And then I mentioned this morning I was at Joel Anderson's swearing-in ceremony at the county administration building, and it was fascinating to actually be in the room. There were two assembly first persons getting basically christened, if you will, for another 4 years, and Joel was first and did a great job. And there were probably 50 people in the auditorium supporting him. It was he had to get invited to this thing, but it was really impressive. He had his kids and grandkids, and his wife actually did the swearing in. So you know, and then he had another. You know, there are five people on that council. There's one that's stepping back. So right now it's technically kind of a 2-2 split. But one of the folks that I wouldn't consider strong advocate for the kinds of things we believe in, she was also sworn in. But, you know, so Jim Desmond, who represents you, Joel Anderson, your husband, Melanie Burkholder, and then Jeff Gonzalez and Leticia Castillo and Mike Johnson. Now, you think about that crew. These are just the folks that are kind of in our neighborhood, so to speak, since the PAC was started. And it's actually encouraging to see that, you know, there's some Christians that are stepping up and getting involved. So,
yeah, and I think, you know, what else is encouraging is knowing that, you know, looking at San Diego, it's still a blue area majority. I hope that that makes a huge impact in the next election. I hope we start to see, you know, San Diego turn a little bit more red, like the rest of the rest of California is turning red. And so that's a good indication that we're headed in the right direction.
Yeah. And I actually at the ceremony today was sitting next to the last Republican city council person in San Diego. And we had a good talk. Probably going to have him come on the radio program here. I've got his card. But for the most part.
How encouraging. You know, there's so many great people out there representing our county. So it is incredibly encouraging. And we just need to keep encouraging Christians to step up and get involved. So.
Right. And we're going to have your husband. You two are going to go into detail on another show in particular on, you know, what's you know, what was really going on with the Fallbrook School board there. So that's encouraging.
Yeah. And, Steve, I got to tell you one more really encouraging piece. I just have to brag a little, but three of my four boys got baptized this last Sunday.
Wow.
And really gave their life to the Lord. They've always loved the Lord, but they decided that they, you know, through counsel at church, they decided they really wanted to take that step and pronounce it to the world. And so really exciting. Judd, Bo, and Gordon, they all got baptized, and it was really fun to hear their school teacher, their Bible study school teacher talking about them and the involvement that they have in their classroom at church. And man, it was precious. I'll just share the video with you, but I just want to encourage people, you know, keep on making what's most important first. We're going to talk a lot about politics and how we can, you know, change San Diego, make it red. But let's definitely make it more godly.
Well, I think that's very encouraging, and to see your children baptized, and that's something that they get memorialized into their life, and I'm sure you and Leif were extremely proud to to see that happen. And now they were immersed, right? No sprinkling. Okay.
No sprinkle. Full immersion.
Okay. So that's you got it done. done okay. So. Well,
in really cold water too. Let me tell you, talking about it all day.
Yeah,
man, they couldn't have warmed that up.
Yeah. Well, usually they're. What was the baptismal pool like? Was it outdoors or?
No, it was indoors. It was a big trough, so it was a big silver trough, and they did not warm it up. So,
okay.
You know, you want to make sure that it's real. You want it to feel like John the Baptist out in the river.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out in the Jordan. So.
Well, very good. We're going to bring on our guest here and in just a moment and get started with Dr. Randy Bray.
Swenson Children's Foundation started to encourage hope and support so that children can have faith in their futures. As it says in Psalms 127:3, children are a blessing and a gift from our Lord. We see God's hand in every outreach opportunity we have had over these last 10 years to provide a blessing to children and their families in need, and will continue to serve our communities from coast to coast. If you would like to learn more about our foundation, please visit our website, Swenson Children's Foundation.
Are you looking for a local top-tier accounting and consulting firm? Look no further than Swenson Advisors. Since 1998, Swenson Advisors has been delivering personalized, customer-focused services with the expertise of a national firm. Our clients, from middle-market public and private companies to high-net-worth individuals, trust us for our responsive, ethical, and innovative approach. Whether you're in technology, real estate, manufacturing, or the nonprofit sector, Swenson Advisors has you covered. Specializing in lease accounting, audit and assurance, tax services, and consulting, Swenson Advisors delivers tailored solutions for your financial success. We're not just another accounting firm. We're your strategic ally, dedicated to innovative solutions and impeccable service. Ranked among the top 25 accounting firms by the San Diego Business Journal and recognized for our integrity and responsiveness. Join the countless clients who trust Swenson Advisors for their accounting needs. Visit us at swensonadvisors.com today or call us at 619-237-3400. Swenson Advisors, expertise you can trust, solutions you can count on.
So our special guest today is Dr. Randy Bray. And Randy, are you on?
I am there. I'm here, actually.
Okay. Well, you may want to, given the weather, you may want to come out to San Diego.
But, boy, now that is the truth.
Yeah. Well, you're on with Kelly Hansen, who is my co-host, and we are working, as you know, we have programs that air right after church on K-Praise. And then Monday through Wednesday with the sister station, KCBQ. And so we're really delighted. By way of introduction, Randy and I have known each other since high school. That goes back to about 1968, probably more earlier than most people listening to this program were even born. Randy and I were juniors at Bob Jones Academy, not the university. They have a private school there and high school and an elementary school too. But I got to know Randy through Kelly. They don't have fraternities or sororities. They have literary societies, which is more of an upscale Christian version of those organizations. But we were in high school. They had four boys and four girls literary societies, and the boys were named after Indian tribes. Probably wouldn't pass these days, but there were let's see if I can remember this, Randy. There were the Apaches that we were part of, the Mohawks, the Mohegans, and trying to remember the other one.
I remember the first three as well.
Wow, we'll have to think about that. But in any event,
Aztecs.
There you go, the Aztecs, yeah. And so what what happened is that when you came to the school, you ended up joining one of these four, and the girls had theirs. I kind of remember flamingos, but that's about all I can remember. And they were, I guess, named after birds, maybe. But you got recruited into these organizations, and they were pretty self-contained. They had student government, they had officers, they had weekly prayer meetings, they had a basketball team, a soccer team, a debate team, and they were pretty neat organizations that gave you some structure. And so I got to know Randy through my membership there, coupled with similar to Phil Buck, who was on several weeks ago. We also waited tables in the football field size dining hall and learned how to serve 5,000 people in 20 minutes every night.
sure.
No, it's family style too, Kelly. And
I love it.
So it's kind of like your home, right?
It was. Well, and I went to Bible college. I did that as well. Yeah. It was pretty crazy. Yeah.
You probably feel like by the time you feed the firemen and the four boys, you feel like you fed the 5,000. But. So, Randy, tell us about your background. First of all, you're in North Carolina. Is it Hendersonville?
That is correct.
Yeah. And so talk to us a little bit about kind of your background and education and whatnot.
Okay. Well, I spent about 15 years in youth ministry. Worked for a little bit for about a year or so for the state of Georgia in juvenile delinquency and juvenile court services, but primarily was a youth pastor. And for about 15 years, and then a pastor for 29 years. I served on the faculty of Ambassador Baptist College, primarily upper-level courses for about 4 years. And then just about a year or so ago, semi-retired, and in the process of doing some writing now. All these years, even when I was a youth pastor, for some reason the Lord kept sending challenging counseling situations to me. I never planned on doing any counseling. I was just being a youth pastor and a pastor, but God kept sending them to me. I'd have a sheriff call and say, I understand you work with young people in trouble, and he'd have me come down and speak to different ones and just that kind of a thing. And then an awful lot of marriage counseling through the years, a lot of marriage counseling, a lot of other counseling in pretty serious situations with different kinds of abuse and anorexia and bulimia and things like primarily anorexia and just a host of different things. So the Lord's given me the privilege of coming alongside folks in trouble, even as recently as about 30 minutes ago. Had someone call and just having some problems, but God's allowed me to come alongside and help them to see a biblical answer, if possible, if they would allow it to be, to their settings in life. And so it's been a privilege of mine these many years. So that's kind of where I've come from and what I've been doing all these years. And again, like I said, about a year ago, the Lord allowed me to be in a setting where I was going to be obedient or not to just primarily doing a lot of writing concerning settings, people that have messed up their lives and people in the ministry. While I was a pastor, there was a counseling agency in Greenville, South Carolina, that has counseled people from every state and different mission fields, especially people in the ministry that have had some serious problems. And so they would come from all over the country and then they would call and I would come down. I was a pastor in Asheville for 20 years and they'd ask me to come down and I'd help counsel some kind of challenging situations. So it's been my privilege to do so. And now the Lord is allowing me to put some of those things to print. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of giddy about it. Just finished the book that I'm writing. This is the first book I'm writing, and I finished it actually today.
Wow.
And so glad to have that be sending it, Lord willing, be sending it off to the publishers probably tomorrow or the next day.
So how did you know, Randy, how did you know to stop writing?
Well, it wasn't easy. It just This is a specific setting, and I'll just give you the title of it for what it's worth. But it's a one-word title, but a long subtitle. The title of the book is Trustworthy, and the first five letters, T-R-U-S-T, is an acrostic. But it's Trustworthy really deals with the sufficiency of the scriptures for all of life's problems that are non-organic. An organic problem is something like your liver's not working right, or you have a tumor of one kind or another. That would be an organic problem, something with an organ of the body. But non-organic problems would make up an awful lot of life's problems. A lot of schizophrenics are schizophrenics because of non-organic problems and those kinds of things.
Okay.
So the one I'm dealing with, though, is the title, the subtitle of the book. If you got 15 minutes for me to read the title, the title of it is simply this. It is responding. It is God's plan for, if I can say it correctly, God's plan for absolute victory over memories of childhood sexual abuse. So it's kind of a long title, but it's a specific subject. So it once you're able to work your way through it and find God's answer, it's not a simple answer. It's not a quick fix, but it's a combination of the spiritual and the practical of helping people. I meet them all the time. I was with some folks Saturday night at some friends of ours had family in for a birthday. And somebody asked what I was doing, if I was retired, and I told them, no, I'm just doing some writing. And they asked what it was about. And long story short, one of the ladies who's also retired came up to me afterwards and said, you really need to write on that. That is a book. And I run into that all the time with people who've been sexually abused as a child. Because the memories, for many, some, they can get over it in a hurry in some different ways. But for many, 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 many people, and Christians, when they were abused as children, it haunts them for the rest of their lives. And they'll hear people and sometimes preachers say, listen, you just need to get over it, or it's in there for the rest of your life. And it just isn't true. There is a Bible pathway to help them to get from where they are to where those memories never bother them anymore. It's not running from their memories. It's finding a Bible pathway, a Bible solution in dealing with those pathways, and that's what the book's about. So that's what's going on right now, but I'm glad to have it over
sure.
with.
We're
you
listening
asked about
to
the educational part.
We're listening to Dr. Randy Bray on Biblical Citizenship Alive, and Randy's been a good friend, Kelly, for many years. And you know, when you go through school, I don't know how many of your high school friends you still stay in touch with, but mine's probably three or four max. You know, you graduate with 100 or hundreds of people, and you kind of stay in touch with a few. But Randy's been one that we have. He mentioned Temple Baptist Church, which is the church that Phil Buck is currently the CFO for, and that was on the air probably 2 months ago dealing with you know, what's going on in Western North Carolina. And I do want to touch on that, Randy, a little bit. But I do have a memory of you, Randy, that you may or may not recall. I have two memories I want to share with the audience before we talk more about the book.
This is scary.
So I was, you know, the crew cut kid from the farm coming to the school, pretty innocent. And then there was a time when you said, Steve, let's go out with some folks in Greenville and get some pizza. And I said, pizza? I understand what pizza is. And we went to some, you know, nice little restaurant, and I was looking at the menu, and you said, hey, Steve, have you ever had jalapeno pizza? And I had no idea what he was talking about, but, you know, I wanted to go along, and I said, sure, let's try it. And so the first time I ever tasted jalapenos was with Randy Bray, who was from California, by the way. And he was indoctrinating me into a pretty spicy pizza, to say the least.
My kind of man. I love spicy. Yeah, and I love so jalapenos on my pizza.
That's a good one. I'm glad I had a lasting impression on you, Steve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the other impression that's probably a little more meaningful is Randy would go around to the dorm rooms and get guys on Friday night to what we, there was a ministry in some of the local towns in the area to what was basically called street preaching. And he'd say, Steve, come on, you're going to get on the bus and we're going to go to Spartanburg, South Carolina. And here's a bunch of gospel tracts and you follow me and we're going to go out and meet people on the street. And we did that. Remember that, Randy?
Absolutely.
And I would say, Kelly, that Randy's zeal for evangelism today has not dulled a bit.
Wow.
And, and I saw that the times we would, visit him in Asheville and whatnot, his love for the Lord, his love for evangelism. But he set the... he set the mark in my mind about the importance of getting out and just meeting people. Now, if somebody went to my car, they would see in the console about 50 of Ford Porter's God's Simple Plan of Salvation. Remember that, Randy?
Mm-hmm. I sure do, yeah.
Which Ford Porter, Kelly, was probably the chief gospel tract writer, printer. He was from a Baptist church in Indianapolis, actually, and that particular track is pretty wordy. Actually, there's a lot of scripture in it, whatnot, but takes you through God's plan for salvation. And I've given out hundreds of those over the years. I actually reached out and found. I don't know how I did this, but I was traveling to in Europe and ran into that gospel track in a church. On Sundays, I would try and go find an English-speaking evangelical church, whether I was in Belgium or Hong Kong or wherever. And so I saw this track in, I want to say, Belgium. And I went back and researched and found, Randy, that those tracts are still printed today in the basement of a church in Indianapolis.
Wow.
Ford Porter's granddaughter runs the ministry. And I called her up and said, you may not know this, but that gospel tract is spread through this particular church in Europe. But from that, I ordered, a couple thousand with our firm's logo on it and whatnot. But Randy, you were really the one that led. You were the thought leader. So your evangelism with young people, and now with a whole group of folks. Talk to us a little more about what, now that you've finished the book, kind of how has that developed and how are your topics laid out in the book?
Okay. Like I mentioned before, the title is Trustworthy. The first five letters are really the chapters. It's an acrostic, T-R-U-S-T. T stands for total commitment. That's an Esther Strong kind of a life, if I perish, I perish kind of a thing. The book begins with a total commitment as they are right then. And so that's the total commitment is everything good, bad, and ugly that's in their lives. They're going to totally commit that to the Lord as they are at that moment. So that's total commitment. R is righteousness resisted. The Apostle Paul in Romans 7:21, he said, I find that there's a law that when I would do good, the word would is a Greek word that has the idea in mind to consider a matter and arrive at a conclusion. So Paul says that when I would do good, in other words, I've made a decision, I'm going to do what God wants me to do, whatever it is.
when I would do good, he says, evil is present with me. So there is a law, like a law of physics or a law of whatever. He said, there is a law that every time I intend to do what God wants me to do, there's going to be a counter movement to try to discourage me or to defeat me, to defile me, to keep from doing that. So what I try to do in the book is help them to realize when they make a commitment, and we're dealing with getting rid of the memories of sexual abuse. Okay, so some of it maybe is a one-time touch in a private area. For others, it is horrible. I run into it regularly, where they've been abused by a parent or by whomever for years and years and years and years. It's just awful. Sex trafficking and that kind of a thing too. So they have to understand when they make this commitment, they take into as best they can at that moment, take in the full gamut of everything that's in their life, good or bad or ugly. Righteousness resisted helps them to understand when I do this and I move in a direction of trying to get rid of these old memories that haunt me. And I'll go into detail a little bit more if I need to, but they just are there at every touch, every smell. They see things all the time and whatever, it pops up and they dream about it. It's just awful. Okay. So righteousness resisted means there's going to be a counter opportunity for them or a movement for them to not follow through and be what God wants them to be. All right. So you've got T, that's total commitment. R is righteous resisted. L is what I call the work zone. And it's unashamed discernment. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Study, show thyself approved unto God, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So what I do in the book is I go through and when I do counseling, I always require them to fill out an extensive survey, whether it's marital counseling, premarital counseling, whatever the type counseling it is. So they go through this extensive survey. Well, in this particular thing, I have them to fill out four surveys that go into go into full detail of all kinds of types of abuse, their memories of the abuse, just different things that go into all kinds of different abuses. And they just check off the marks. Yes, this happened to me. No, this didn't happen to me. These are the memories that I have. Here are the locations. These are the strategies that were used by the abuser and those kinds of things. So once they understand, well, they already know it, but a lot of times I'll have them say to me, oh, I forgot about that. Yes, that happened. No, that didn't happen. Yes, that happened to me. So there's about 115 different check marks that they go through, and it may just be one or it may be 30 of them. But once they identify those then become the targets. And so that's why I call it unashamed discernment. So they have to identify those. And then what that does is that fleshes out, so to speak, their total commitment of these are where the memories come from that they have to deal with all the time. So then the other part of the unashamed discernment is to find the Bible principles that will superintend that particular kind of memory, that particular kind of strategy, that particular kind of whatever. And it sounds complicated, but it's really simplified to where even if they've been abused for years and years, and I've dealt with it multiple times on different college campuses and just all kinds of settings. So when they do, and people that have been married for in their middle years, I had one lady that was gang raped as a teenager. The captain of the football team said, hey, do you want to go out and have a date with me? Well, he didn't tell her he was going to take where the other football members were. Well, after that, she got married sometime later. When I became her pastor, after she'd been married 26 years, she came to me one day about 2 or 3 months after they became members of the church. And they said, Pastor, she said, I can't take it anymore. And I won't go into all the detail, but she said she can't get these memories and certain types of relationships with her husband. These memories come back flooding in her mind. And so the Lord allowed me to help her to go through a biblical pathway of stopping those things. Her husband was a part of it and stopping those memories. And so about 2 or 3 months later, she came back and she said, Pastor, it works. It works. Well, several years later, this is before I was in Asheville. Several years later, they became wealthy and traveled the country, had his doctorate and just traveled all the time. And
they found out I was in Asheville. They stopped by after being married, you know, and after all this for years. And she said, Pastor, it is wonderful. So the point is, if we can help them to enlarge their total commitment to what's gone on in their lives, and then find the Bible principles, and then provide an easy way when that memory pops up, they don't have to sit there for the next 15 minutes and try to find a verse that said, Judas went out and hung himself. Go there and do likewise. Of course, that's not in the Bible. But try to find an appropriate, they're going to get inundated with temptation while they're trying to think of a. So the Lord has allowed me to put together a quick reference, I call it the quick reference depository, where they have already dedicated whatever is in their life that's in their total commitment, every bit of it, that they have already given to the Lord for his control, instead of letting memories flood in, and then they feel guilty for having those memories, which they don't need to do because their temptation is not sin, until they engage in it. So the point I'm trying to make is that unashamed discernment. Then the letter S is strength according to attributes. That's taken from 2 Peter chapter 1, where he says that he's given us everything we need for life and godliness. He tells us in that text that we can be a partaker of the divine nature, his very nature. And simultaneous with that, when we do, it says we escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. So here's the point, is that once they make an expanded total commitment that takes in everything, all the ugly stuff, all the memories that come back, even though it may have been decades earlier or weeks earlier, when they put it all in there and they study to show themselves approved, an unashamed discernment, then it says in 2 Peter 1, he says, and beside all this, adding to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and knowledge series gives seven things, and that's the S in trust, strength acquired attributes. There's an accumulative effect when we add virtue. Virtue is moral uprightness and simply means doing the right thing at the right time for the right reason in the right place. When we do that, no matter what it is, maybe you're involved in homosexuality, maybe you've been a thief, maybe you've been this or that or the other, and you get saved or you get right with the Lord, to jump back to where, boy, that's it, you're right with the Lord and everything is hunky-dory, you're not going to be able to do that overnight. But what you can do overnight, when you get right with the Lord, get saved, is you can do the right thing at the right time for the right reason in the right place. That's virtue, where you are. And if you did something wrong an hour earlier and you want to do it again, but you do what's virtuous, and I don't have time to go through the rest of it, but when you do what God wants you to do where you are right then there comes an experiential knowledge. It's gnosko, the Greek word. It has the idea of experiential knowledge. God's going to work. And what that does, when you do the right thing and all of that, and God works, that gives you evidence for the next step of faith that you remember God's going to show you what already happened because you did the right thing. And instead of taking the stair step down into depravity, you begin walking backward. You walk upstairs into the direction of God's will. So T is total commitment. R, righteousness resisted. U is unashamed discernment. S is strength acquired attributes. And the letter T, the last one, is think on these things from Philippians 4:8. And he says, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, and he gives eight things there. When you allow that to be the filter, all of us have a universe of available thought. I can think about cars. I can think about church. I can think about porn. I can think about jealousy. I have a universe of available thought. But as a child of God, it's my responsibility to monitor what I allow to remain in my mind. I can't keep temptation from popping in there. That's out of my control. But what I can do is respond biblically to whatever comes in by way of temptation. And where I've already committed, especially those memories, when I commit those already in my total commitment, there's this quick depository of God removing those, that a person that's in temptation, they don't have to try to, they can just say, praise God, that's already been committed to God. I may have done it yesterday. This is from James chapter 4. I've already submitted to God, and I've given it to him, And he said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. And when we allow whatever comes into our minds to go through the filter of those eight things, the Bible says that that he will give us a peace that passeth all understanding. And he says this, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. That's Isaiah 26:3. So I don't know if that's more than you asked for, Brother Steve and Miss Kelly, but that's the long and short of it. And God, years ago, began dealing with me, many years ago while I was still pastoring, that I needed to write. And because of the various settings, the Lord's allowed me to be in with a lot of really, really tough stuff. But God has an answer for it. And for some reason, God put a lady, I've never met any lady in Idaho, but God just put this person in my mind that there's a lady in Idaho that has a daughter who's anorexic or some other problem. And there's no counselor. There's three types of counselors today. There's secular counseling, that's primarily psychiatrists, psychologists, and other counselors, social workers, and so forth. Then there's integrationist counseling, where you have somebody who, if it's a spiritual matter, they use the Bible. If it's a practical matter of life, then they use secular counseling. And there's a lot, in fact, the majority of Christian counselors practice integrationist counseling. I believe in the sufficiency of the scriptures for non-organic problems. And so God has an answer, and I've been privileged to come alongside a lot of people in a lot of settings and see God do miracle after miracle after miracle. But it's difficult for them because it takes that total commitment and walking with it through the Lord. So I don't know if I've read too long.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
I love that whole stance, and I love that you are using the Bible. And I have to say, I mean, as you were speaking, it almost brought tears to my eyes just to know that you wrote a book with such discernment on a topic that is so near and dear and really detrimental to so many lives. And so for that, yeah. So for that to be going out, I'm just excited. I mean, get that over to the printer ASAP, because so many people need to understand that. And like you said, it's a whole process. Each one of letters, that total commitment, the righteousness resisted, unashamed discernment, strength acquired attributes, think on these things. I mean, each one of those is an incredible path that people have to walk through.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've done.
Yeah, please just don't tell anybody though, because I don't have a copyright. I'm being.
We're not going to get a patent on that. It's
I'm just teasing, of course.
You've actually connected so many biblical concepts, and I often think about the renewing of the mind, the renewing of the noose in Romans, I believe.
Absolutely.
Right? Romans, is it Romans 8 or Romans 1?
It's actually Romans 10:14. Well, I don't know the one you're talking. Romans 10:14 says, this is where nouthetic, you may be familiar with the term nouthetic counseling. It's Bible-based counseling. It's sufficiency of the scriptures. It's Romans 10:14. It says this, and I myself and also am persuaded of you, my brethren, he's talking to the church at Rome, that ye also are full of goodness. Here we go. Filled with all knowledge. Okay, so they know the Lord. They have knowledge of what God's will is. Now, here's the key. He says, able also to admonish one another. The word admonish in the Greek is noutheteo, and it has the idea to warn and exhort. That's where nouthetic counseling comes from, is from that verse, that has the idea that brethren should be skilled in the word of God to be able to warn or to exhort their brethren in Christ, so that no matter what kind of malady they have in their life, that there is a Bible answer and a Bible pathway that can lead them from where they are to where God wants them to be. I may have interrupted you, and I apologize if I did, Steve.
No, we're listening today to Dr. Randy Bray, who has just completed a manuscript, a book that I think, Kelly, is going to be a bestseller. And, has done today. And, unfortunately, with the recent administration of the last 4 years, where we have let in millions and millions of immigrants, unchecked, unvetted, and a lot of allegedly sex trafficking, Randy, yeah. that has gone on primarily it's through awesome. The southern border here, and yeah, that yeah.
we're looking
lost,
at about 500,000 a year.
Yeah,
it's
we've
really
lost
crazy,
track you know. Of these kids, and mm-hmm. I'm sure it burdens everybody's heart listening to this mm. about what has the scars and hurt. And I'll be candid with you. I had somebody in the last 30 days come up to me broken about, and this was an individual that I'd known for several years, and broke down and said, you know, they were sexually abused when they were much younger. And it just kind of uh-huh. came out of the blue. It wasn't, it was a business relationship. But and the person was really struggling in their personal life about things, mm-hmm. It's the type of thing that is much more rampant than we think. And the cure, the fix of, God is sufficient, and His word is sufficient.
Yes, He is.
But it is yes, it needs the surgeon. You're the surgeon that puts the mends the mind and mends the heart and uses scripture to actually perform that operation. So I'm excited. I'm really excited.
If you'll pray for the publishers, they reject about 50%. So just pray that I wrote it in such a way that it will make sense. So
I wrote a book over 20 years ago. In fact, Kelly, I sent you a couple. Copies, you'll be getting them in the mm-hmm. mail, but on ethics in business. And so if you have problems with that publisher, let me know. And I think this other publisher might be interested. And of course, you can always, today you can self-publish, you can get a lot of distribution. Now, Randy, as we're wrapping up here today, we will probably have you come back when you're on the New York Times bestseller list, and you'll probably charge to even have us on the.
We'll just go ahead and pay for it now, and then we'll just
and pay it forward. It's much needed, and we will make a note, yeah. Kelly, that in a year or so we want to cycle back. Randy's no stranger to radio either. Randy, you had radio programs in Asheville, right?
I did. I certainly did.
Yeah. So, I just want to thank you, can you give us 30 seconds on what's going on in terms of Western North Carolina
yes.
and the recovery
yes,
from the hurricane?
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you're across the country from us, so I don't know how many are familiar. There's a very popular tourist place here in North Carolina, and just 15 minutes from where I live. It's called Chimney Rock. And it's a place, I think, the Last of the Mohicans movie was, a lot of it was filmed there, especially some of the iconic scenes. So a lot of people may know it, but it is just completely destroyed. Mm. My wife and I drove down Christmas Day, actually, and just reviewed it for ourselves. It was blocked, but they allowed us to go through. It's just awful. Houses are just washed down. The bridges are out. The roads, we travel that way going to church. And I'm very familiar with those roads. And many of those roads are completely gone. They've had to cut into the mountain in order to get the roads to service it. And so it's in tough shape. Perhaps you're familiar with Burnsville. That's caught a lot of national attention as well. And it's about an hour and a half from where I live. And so I called up and I talked to the gentleman that's in charge of all the buildings, the building there. And he said his estimation was this, that or appraisal is this, that that the beginning workings has gone well. They've made a lot of progress, he said, but they have now hit a wall. And that's basically the some of the minor things, some of the secondary roads that were they've been able to reconstruct those. But much of it, I mean, they found people up in trees. Mm. I mean, it was just awful. Houses, I mean, just horrible stuff. And so he said where they are right now is they've hit that wall to where it's the major
buildings and construction and demolishing and all of that. And so they are still in the midst of it.
So we need to we're running out of time, Randy, but
sure.
But we will have you back, but we definitely need to keep praying and working and giving and donating to the folks in
Western
North Carolina.
Absolutely, they need it.
So thank you again, Randy, and we appreciate your great insight and sharing your thoughts today on biblical citizenship alive.
Well, it was my privilege, Miss Kelly. It was nice to meet you.
Yeah, so nice to meet you.
That concludes another powerful episode of Biblical Citizenship Alive, brought to you by Save America Now PAC. We thank you for joining us today as we tackled the crucial issues facing our beloved nation. Remember, we stand united for a pro-American, pro-family future deeply rooted in our foundational truths. The insightful discussions and passionate advocacy you've heard here today are just the beginning of our journey to reclaim our cultural integrity. Stay informed, stay engaged, and join us next week as we continue to shape a better tomorrow. Together, we can make a difference. Until next time, let's keep standing strong for what matters most.
Swenson Children's Foundation started to encourage hope and support so that children can have faith in their futures. As it says in Psalms 127:3, children are a blessing and a gift from our Lord. We see God's hand in every outreach opportunity we have had over these last 10 years to provide a blessing to children and their families in need, and will continue to serve our communities from coast to coast. If you would like to learn more about our foundation, please visit our website, Swenson Children's Foundation.
Are you looking for a local, top-tier accounting and consulting firm? Look no further than Swenson Advisors. Since 1998, Swenson Advisors has been delivering personalized, customer-focused services with the expertise of a national firm. Our clients, from middle-market public and private companies to high-net-worth individuals, trust us for our responsive, ethical, and innovative approach. Whether you're in technology, real estate, manufacturing, or the nonprofit sector, Swenson Advisors has you covered. Specializing in lease accounting, audit and assurance, tax services, and consulting, Swenson Advisors delivers tailored solutions for your financial success. We're not just another accounting firm. We're your strategic ally, dedicated to innovative solutions and impeccable service. Ranked among the top 25 accounting firms by the San Diego Business Journal and recognized for our integrity and responsiveness. Join the countless clients who trust Swenson Advisors for their accounting needs. Visit us at swensonadvisors.com today or call us at 619-237-3400. Swenson Advisors, expertise you can trust, solutions you can count on.
Unstoppable is the inspiring true story of Anthony Robles, who was born with one leg, but whose indomitable spirit and unbreakable resolve empowered him to defy the odds and pursue his dream.
It took everything he had, but he was able to defy the odds and become an NCAA wrestling champion with the help and support of his family and his coaches.
Damn, money. You know, I always love watching people persevere and overcome adversity. This going to be some good, man.
Jennifer Lopez. Damn, we got J-Lo playing Anthony Mama. Who helped Anthony get his? Okay.
You won't want to miss this star-studded cast. Jarrell Jerome, Jennifer Lopez, Don Cheadle, Michael Pena, and Bobby Cannavale in this emotional and powerful movie, Unstoppable, released exclusively on Prime Video globally on January 16th.
That's right, my boy. January 16th on Prime Video. Be sure to check it out and watch our guy, Anthony, get his.